There have been a number of legislative attempts in recent years aimed at fighting the heroin epidemic in Missouri. Two that are considered essential to the fight have so far failed to become law. In the second of our three-part series on St. Louis's heroin problem, Rebecca Smith reports on the unsuccessful effort to improve access to the opiate overdose antidote, naloxone.
James Carmack was known as a gentle giant amongst friends in Waynesville, his hometown in Pulaski County.
He had like a beard in sixth grade.
That's Tiffany Addington, James's best friend. She also lives in Pulaski County. She says she moved around when she was younger, and when she settled back down in the county, things with James were just different. And he finally told her he was addicted to opiates. Addington says James began to steal from people, and eventually he was put in jail. They wrote to each other during the 40 days Carmack was locked up and made plans for him to get help. Carmack even asked if Addington would take him to church with her when he got out. But that would never happen.
3 days after he got out of jail, he died from an overdose.
Tiffany remembers the day, Saturday, September 21st, 2013, when her mother called.
And then she started crying. I'm sorry. And she started crying, and she said, James died. And I lost it. I started yelling at her, just saying, you know, you're lying. He's fine. He just got out. I just talked to him. And she was saying, no, it's James.
James died in the middle of the night at his mother's house. Addington says she and James's father began to talk about what they could do to make a difference and perhaps save the lives of addicts like James.
We have an antidote. It's an antidote that reverses the effects of heroin immediately when it's given to an overdose victim. Snap them right out of it. It's called naloxone. It's known by its trademark name of Narcan.
That's Missouri State Representative Steve Lynch, who also happens to be a childhood friend of James's dad. Lynch says he has come to realize how essential Narcan is to saving the lives of addicts. In his home county of Pulaski, in the last 5 years, there have been 500 overdoses and 50 deaths.
That's still a tremendous amount of deaths and overdoses for a rural county to have.
The bill Lynch proposed, House Bill 538, would have allowed anyone to get Narcan from a pharmacy without a prescription. People would still have to provide some basic information to the pharmacist, just like with flu shots. Narcan is an opioid antagonist, which means it fills the opioid receptors in the brain and pushes the heroin or other opiate out, effectively reversing the overdose. Currently, it is legal for EMTs and first responders to carry and administer Narcan. But Lynch says sometimes that's not enough.
There's only like 5 to 7 minutes to save that person. So minutes matter. So we moved Narcan from the ambulances to the first responders, and now we're literally moving them to the home.
There weren't many opponents to the bill. It passed the State House 146-1, but it got stuck in the Senate just like nearly every other bill, thanks to a general blockade in response to the passage of Right to Work. But the opponents that are out there were worried that by making Narcan more available, addicts would begin using drugs in higher amounts because they now have a safety net.
But drug addicts don't do drugs because they have Narcan available. They do drugs because they're addicted.
Since James's death, Addington and others in Pulaski County have started the Lime Tree Recovery Group in his honor. They have pushed for Narcan legislation, and Addington says this bill is essential for protecting the lives of addicts.
I know that Narcan may not have been able to save James, but I know that it could have saved countless other people.
I'm Rebecca Smith.